الله الرحمن الرحيم تسيز دا شعار وبعارف بالله حضرت اختص حضرت مانا شاہ حکی محمد اختص صاحب نور اللہ مرقده نتاجل از جلسہ قرب محبت محبت من کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے زبان خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے زبان خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے اگرچہ راہ تقویٰ میں ہزاروں غم بھی آتے ہیں اگرچہ راہ تقویٰ میں ہزاروں غم بھی آتے مگر جو عاشق صادق ہے غم کو سہتا رہتا ہے مگر جو عاشق صادق ہے غم کو سہتا رہتا ہے صلہ عشق مجازی کا یہ کیسا ہے ارے توبہ صلہ عشق مجازی کا یہ کیسا ہے ارے توبہ کیا عاشق رہتے ہیں سنم خود سوتا رہتا ہے کیا عاشق رہتے ہیں سنم خود سوتا رہتا ہے محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے خطاؤں کی اگر آئی ہے دامن پر ذرا سیاہی خطاؤں کی اگر آئی ہے دامن پر ذرا سیاہی تو اپنے آنسوں سے عشق اس کو دوتا رہتا ہے تو اپنے آنسوں سے عشق اس کو دوتا رہتا ہے محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے گنہگاروں کی مت تحقیر کر اے زاہد ناجا گنہگاروں کی مت تحقیر کر اے زاہد ناجا کہ ان کی آہزائی پر فلک بھی روتا رہتا ہے کہ ان کی آہزائی پر فلک بھی روتا رہتا ہے محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے
بقید مروس دیکم جو درد دی ہوا حاصل بقید مروس دیکم جو درد دی ہوا حاصل تو دل پر جل سائے قرب محبت ہوتا رہتا ہے تو دل پر جل سائے قرب محبت ہوتا رہتا ہے محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے جو غیروں پر فدا کرتا ہے اپنے قلب جا اختر جو غیروں پر فدا کرتا ہے اپنے قلب جا اختر بجرم بے وفائی حق سے محروم رہتا ہے بجرم بے وفائی حق سے محروم رہتا ہے محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے زبان خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے زبان خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم This beautiful bayan of our honorable Yasuf Dada Sheikh Ali Billah Rumi Waqt Tabriz Zamana Mujaddid Zamana Hazrat Shah Haki Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawwar Allah Marqadahu Hazrat Ya explaining beautifully when a person realizes his object of life that is to get and find Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala the marifat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala which will only gain from the arifin those who have recognized Allah and they have got that burning love, the ashiqeen, the true lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you sit in their company which Allah has commanded us, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَكُونُوا مَا الصَّادِقِينَ That oh my beloved friends, those who have brought iman, now increase your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by having this great love of Allah which is known as taqwa, that all the time you prevent yourself from the disobedience of Allah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants a person as you tread this path of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala brings such conditions in a person's life that you get such closeness even for few seconds or few moments that you can't explain it to anybody. And this Hazrat is explaining and this is all their experience in the company of the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with their open hearts, what love of Allah has penetrated their heart. As Hazrat is explaining, that Jalsa-e-Qurb-e-Muhabbat, that in the love of Allah Ta'ala, you will get that opportunity of the very close proximity of Allah just for a Jalsa. In other words, for a few seconds, few moments, like a person sits in between the two sajdas, which we call it a Jalsa. That when a person realizes, when you have went into the first sajda, and Allah Ta'ala allowed you that close proximity and closeness to Allah, and that is when we gain the recognition of Allah, the marifat of Allah, the azmat, the greatness of Allah, and the love of Allah penetrates the heart. And Mawlana Rum Rahmatullah Ali used to say, when Allah Ta'ala blesses me with such a sajda, that is more valuable than owning over the 250 countries of the world.
So this is what a person should really be desiring for. And no position in this world or anything, but to get the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Abba Hazrat says, where will you find us? This you will only find, muhabbat mein kabhi aisa zamana bhi guzarta hai. In the path of gaining the love of Allah. And that is what Allah has brought us here for my islah. And to beg Allah ta'ala that we are too weak. Please make our islah and grant us the true love of yours through the barakat of our shaykh. And then you'll find in the spot of this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as a person becomes conscious and worried, that there mustn't be a moment in my life I disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or I do those things that are not appropriate with regard to the love of Allah. And Hazrat says, you'll find such time comes into your life that zubaan khamoosh rehti hai, magar dil rota rehta hai. And outwardly a person is not talking, he's looking quiet. And we see the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when that love of Allah is matured in their heart to such a degree we can't imagine, then we find they look like they're just quiet. But in their hearts are crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that, oh Allah, we haven't fulfilled, we haven't did justice to this life that you have given us. Although they made every effort and tried, and they are continuously trying till the last moment, but the heart is just crying that, oh Allah, what position are you going to give me? I'm not worth anything. So this is that closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this you'll only get in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Hazrat explained, to get this condition is not just an ordinary thing. A person will have to be regularly in the company of the friends of Allah and take the medicine of the zikr of Allah ta'ala, and take that medicine of that great courage that Allah has given everyone of taqwa, of staying away from the disobedience of Allah. So Hazrat says, agar che rahi taqwa mein hazar o gham bhi aate hain, magar jo aashiq e sadiq ke gham ko sehta rehta hai. That although in the road of gaining taqwa, the close love, the proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are many, many obstacles that come in between, that a person goes through difficult conditions. And here Hazrat is explaining that high condition, when you become a true lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then a true lover of Allah ta'ala is making tawbah upon his ibadat also. He's making tawbah upon every condition of his. That Allah ta'ala blesses such people with more marifat and the more azmat of Allah ta'ala. So they make tawbah and they beg Allah for forgiveness. So Allah ta'ala, Hazrat says here, that in the spot of the love of Allah, conditions, obstacles will come. We shouldn't be scared about it. We shouldn't be worried about it. Just be a aashiq, a sadiq, a true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which shaitan didn't have this quality in him. He had all the other aims. He was a great abid, he was a great alim, he was a great arif. He even knew Allah ta'ala, that Allah ta'ala doesn't get overtaken by conditions. But he didn't have the true love of Allah. When a person is a true lover, and that is what we should be begging Allah Ta'ala all the time, that Allah make me an aashiq sadiq, and make me a talib sadiq, a true seeker, and that person will be a true talib ilm, a true seeker of knowledge of the marifat of Allah. And Hazrat says, when you got the true ishq and burning love of Allah Ta'ala, you'll go through all these conditions. And as you go through these conditions, Allah Ta'ala just makes the road easier and more enjoyable for you. You can't explain. Then you can be how, whatever condition you are, you still want to get up middle of the night. You still want to stand in front of Allah. You want to be in the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we shouldn't be scared and be worried that conditions are coming and different things are pulling me away from Allah. You just keep your courage and you use that courage of yours in the right way. Like you using your courage to do the wrong thing, use that courage to do the right thing, and then see how Allah Ta'ala opens the road more and more. But for that we have to be a aashiq, a sadiq, a true lover who really wants the love of Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise Hazrat says, if you don't use this courage of yours, and you don't become a true lover of Allah Ta'ala, then very quickly shaitan will overpower you. And you'll go into the totally opposite direction, which is destruction in this dunya also. And Allah save us, if we don't make tawbah, it's everlasting destruction. Hazrat says, just look at the end result. Sila ishke majazi ka. Ye kaise hai are tawbah? Ke aashiq rote rehte hai, sanam khud sota rehta hai. that how foolish and ignorant and stupid. If you look at the end result of a person who's involved in an illicit relationship, and today with all this artificial world we are living in, you look at one snap and you're fantasizing, and you are dreaming that you're involved with some woman or some useless, filthy thing, and then you are engaged in that love. And what love is that? That you are crying middle of the night for your lover, and she is sleeping. She doesn't even know about you. She don't, and you're living in a dream world. So Allah Ta'ala save us. Today this world of fantasy which we are living in, and people are living and falling into what? Destruction. The depression all the time. And going into all filthy and dirty things. The way out for that is, Hazrat says, they just join the company of the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then in the spot of the love of Allah ta'ala, that we are not malaika, that we won't commit sins. Conditions will come. But in the friends of Allah ta'ala, not sins is not out of the question. But even those things that they think was not appropriate, I should do it in a more better way. So such conditions come, khatao ki agar aayi hai daman par zara siyahi, to apne aansuo se ishq usko dhota rehta hai. Then that person who's got the love of Allah ta'ala, now he realizes, hey, how did I make my namaz? I didn't make it properly. Or you just got delayed and you didn't realize. I'm on my way for namaz and I got involved in some talking. I must my takbir-e-ula. That will be regarded as a sin for you. And people like myself, Allah save me, all of us, get involved in sin. And you come in the company of the lovers of Allah, then you realize that my heart is becoming black. And I'm not getting the love of Allah Ta'ala. Allah made it very, very easy to polish and wash this heart. You don't need any detergents, etc. You don't have to go and scrub. Very easy, Allah Ta'ala says, apne aansuon se, that when a lover of Allah Ta'ala, immediately he'll realize, like when a person has got lights in his house, then the moment the lights go off or there's load shedding, immediately he realizes. But when we don't have lights, there can be load shedding in the whole town. You won't know about it. So when we come in the company of the lovers of Allah, and we start making tawbah, and the lights of the love of Allah open up, then the moment a person commits a slight error, immediately he realizes that a black dot has settled on my heart. And that is what Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has informed us. Immediately he becomes restless. A person who is a lover of Allah, one small mistake is like a mountain came on his head. And a person who doesn't have the direction of the love of Allah, then he can be committing sin after sin. It means nothing for him. Allah save me, all of us. So to wash out the black dots and the spills from our heart. Hazrat says that a true lover, now he cries and begs Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we see continuously he is engaged in istighfar and is engaged in asking Allah ta'ala for forgiveness and crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this way you wash out all this dirt from our heart. And then Hazrat says, now you realize, gunegaro ki mat tahkir kar e zahi dinada, ki unki ahwazari par falak bhi rota rehta hai. And if a person is engaged in ibadat, but he hasn't got the company of the friends of Allah, he hasn't got true love of Allah, then he is like a dry person. In other words, he's making a lot of ibadat, but he hasn't got the true guidance. And that is a person who's called, Hazrat terms him as a zahid e nada. That you think you are just inclined from this world, but you are still ignorant. You don't know. Now you are looking down upon other people. That look at these people. Me, I'm early in the masjid. Me, I'm in the first serve. This person is wasting his time. Allah save me, all of us. That Hazrat says, that when you realize this, that become a true lover of Allah, then you won't think down, you won't look down upon any sinner. And that is pride. And what Hazrat explains over and over for myself, all of us. One is you look down at others and you think I'm very good. And one is you don't look down, everybody is good but I'm also good. That's also pride and very, very dangerous. Allah save me, all of us. So Hazrat says a person who is involved in sin and he just gets connected to Allah Ta'ala and he realizes where I wasted my life. When he starts crying to Allah Ta'ala, even the heavens start crying. Even they say, what a... Allahu Akbar. As Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, hadith e qudsi, la'aninul muznimeen, ahabbu ila Allah min zajalil musabbihin. that when a person now realizes, where am I spending my life in filth and dirt, and you making tawbah, istighfar, and begging Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala says at that time, that yearning and sobbing and crying of the sinners, they are more beloved to me than those lovers of mine who are busy making tasbih also. They are engaged in making tasbih in the obedience of Allah. But that person is like a slave that ran away and now he comes back to his master. And Allah is all the time waiting for us, myself, that we run to Allah Ta'ala. That is why Allah Ta'ala has brought us here. And how will we gain all this? Baswayde mursire kamil, jo darde dil hua hasil. So dil par jalta qurbat se muhabbat hota rehta hai. It is only through the special favor that Allah Ta'ala has brought us through a mursid-e-kamil, a perfect sheikh who guides us all the time, that here it's not a matter of just making zikr and we're just wearing outward clothes of the pious servant, but all the time a person should realize, my main worry, I shouldn't disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and stay away from sin. And thus you will what is called dard-e-dil, the pain of the heart. What is the real pain of the heart? When this pain comes in the heart, all the pains of dunya just disappear. All other pains will disappear. So this pain we have to be worried all about. It's Allah Ta'ala's disobedience, not for a split moment must be in my life. And Hazrat says, you'll only get this through the virtue of the pious and perfect mashayikh that Allah has blessed us here also at our sheikh. In this old age, Hazrat is worried of us, that how can we get our right direction and come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat is explaining his condition, Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullahi, that, oh Allah, you have blessed me with a company of such great pious personalities. Now I feel that I've got the strain of the love of Allah ta'ala in my heart. And every now and then I get this very close proximity, which is that jalsa, that close period for few minutes, and I feel that closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when a person gets that closeness to Allah ta'ala, especially when a person is crying and making tawbah, Hazrat says, how you realize that Allah has accepted your tawbah? You cry so much that you feel now that somebody is tapping you, that enough now. Yeah, you have asked Allah ta'ala for forgiveness, Allah will definitely forgive you. And Allah ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الزُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Who can you turn to besides Allah? It is only Allah Ta'ala that knows our condition. So we should be begging Allah Ta'ala. A lot of durood and istighfar will open the path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Hazrat finally says that don't be so foolish that jo ghairo par fida karta hai apne kalb wa ja akhtar. Bajurme be wafai haq se wo mahroom rehta hai. That any person who sacrifices his life, his heart and his soul and his body, for anybody else besides Allah, Allah who has given us our life, Allah who is taking care of every split moment of us, Allah is fulfilling all our needs every split moment, and you are so disloyal, you give your heart to anybody else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat says, this is such a criminal offense, worse than treason, worse than trying to overthrow a government. Here you so bold, Allah ta'ala says in Surah Al-Qiyamah, that balil insan wala nafsi basira wala walqa ma'azira. You know you see your condition, but you're making excuses. Bal yuridul insan liyabjura amama. That no, in front of Allah I'll commit sin. Allah Ta'ala save us. Hazrat says, this is such a terrible crime that you are showing disloyalty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you don't realize Allah will deprive you totally. In this world will be disgraced. Allah save us. A person who doesn't make tawbah and leave a condition like that, what condition will be in the qabr and in the year after? That is what we should be worried about. Allah give us true and a reality of life that we should become the true ashiqs of Allah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nasalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. In the kitab Hayatul Muslimin, we're doing the chapter on zakat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on the day of Qiyamah, the wealth of one who did not pay zakat will be converted into a monstrous and deadly poisonous serpent, which will be strung around the neck of this person. The serpent will bite at the jaws of this person and exclaim, I am your wealth, I am your treasure. In affirmation of this claim, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited the following Quranic ayat, which means that those people who are stingy with what Allah has given them out of His grace, they should not think that this wealth is good for them. But in actual fact, it is evil for them. Soon it will be made into a garland around the wealth which he was stingy with. It will be garlanded around him on the day of Qiyamah. And remember, the miras and the wealth of the heavens and the earth all lies in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is fully aware of exactly what you are doing. This ayat refers to the wealth being made into a garland which will be hung around the neck of the one who did not pay zakat. And the hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, besides La ilaha illallah, Allah ta'ala has decreed another four things compulsory. If he fulfills three, it will not benefit him fully as long as he does not discharge all four. These four are Salat, Zakat, fasting in Ramadan, and Hajj of Baytullah Sharif. From this hadith we learn that for salvation, it is essential that all four compulsory acts be practiced. If one performs Salat, fast, and performs Hajj, but does not pay Zakat, it will not be sufficient for salvation. That is to be completely safe from the punishment of the fire. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, the one who fails to pay Zakat will enter the fire on the day of Qiyamah. The hadith Nabi alayhi salam mentioned, Salat is an open act, observable to all. Hence it is performed. Whereas Zakat is a hidden action. Hence it is devoured. That is withheld from the poor. Such people are hypocrites. This means that some people perform Salat not for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, but because people will look down upon them. Such people, however, do not pay Zakat because they know that people are not aware of their failure to render this obligation. Such is the attitude of the munafiqeen. In the hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Ta'ala afflicts famine on a community which does not pay Zakat. Another narration says that Allah Ta'ala withholds the rain from such people. One hadith Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Zakat will destroy the wealth in which it is. The meaning of wealth on which there is Zakat is such wealth on which Zakat is farz, but from which Zakat has not been taken out. As a consequence of not paying Zakat, one's wealth is steadily depleted by way of Allah Ta'ala removing the barakat and blessings from the wealth. And another hadith Nabi alayhi salam said something similar to this. He said, wealth is generally lost on the land and the sea because Zakat is not paid on it. This does not mean that wealth is lost and destroyed only because Zakat has not been paid on it. If wealth is lost in spite of Zakat having been paid, it should not be regarded as a loss, since the reward for it will be obtained in the year after. Such loss is occasioned by the wisdom of Allah Ta'ala and is in the interest of the owner. But wealth lost as a result of not paying Zakat is a punishment. There is no reward for sustaining such loss. Once some people came, Hazrat Asma bint Yazid and her aunt came to visit Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. They were wearing some jewelry at that time. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam inquired from them if they had paid Zakat on their gold, they replied in a negative. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, what have you no fear? Then Allah Ta'ala will put on you jewels of fire. Pay Zakat. In a conclusion, Hazrat writes here, the following facts are clear from the foregoing narrations. Zakat is farz. The significance of Zakat is very great. Failure to pay Zakat results in calamity and misfortune settling over one. The calamity here on earth is depletion of wealth, elimination of barakah, famine, etc. The calamity in the year after for not paying Zakat is the fire of Jahannam. One who does not pay Zakat is comparable to a munafiq. And Zakat has a resemblance to hukukul ibad, that is the right of people. Thus, it is an emphasized ibadat. Among the causes of hardship of the Muslims is poverty. Zakat is an adequate remedy for the alleviation of poverty. If Muslims abstain from extravagance and pay their Zakat in full, there will not remain a single destitute amongst the Muslims. The statements of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam are clear proof for this claim. Like all acts of ibadat, there are numerous masail pertaining to Zakat. The knowledge of such rules has to be acquired from the ulama or from reliable books on the subject. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal.